Rasmussen poll, nearly 6 in 10 swing voters say border wall not immoral. By John Binder on January 15, 2019. Nearly 6 in 10 swing voters say constructing a wall along the United States-Mexico border is not immoral, despite assertions from the establishment media and Democrats. In the latest poll by Rasmussen Reports, about 58% of swing voters said a wall on the southern border is not immoral. Overall, about 53% of all U.S. voters agree a border wall to stop illegal immigration is not immoral. About 8 in 10 GOP voters and more than 80% of conservatives say a border wall is not immoral. Additionally, almost half of voters who describe themselves as moderate say a wall at the southern border is not immoral. Americans also by a majority want all immigration to the U.S. tightly controlled. About 53% of all U.S. voters said they supported strict controls on immigration, rather than the Democrat, billionaire donor, Wall Street, and Business First Republican preferred policy of mass illegal and legal immigration, in which the country current admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals annually. Roughly 56% of swing voters said they support a policy to tightly control all immigration to the U.S., along with 80% of GOP voters who agree. Currently, the federal government has remained partially shut down as House Democrats block any funding for physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans, meanwhile, crafted a plan to give amnesty to illegal aliens that ultimately failed to gain traction. President Donald Trump has said he is reviewing a plan to deem the border and illegal immigration a national emergency in order to fund a wall along the southern border. Border crossings in November 2018, the last month from which data is available, hit close to 52,000, marking the highest level of illegal immigration in the month of November since 2006. Projections indicate that illegal immigration for next year will reach 600,000 border crossings, the highest level of illegal immigration in more than a decade. Last year alone, about 2,000 illegal aliens convicted of murder and those suspected of murder were arrested by federal agents. Meanwhile, drug overdoses in 2017 killed an unprecedented 72,287 U.S. residents, nearly three times the number of individuals killed by global terrorism. Nearly 50,000 of those deadly overdoses were caused by either heroin or fentanyl. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.